Welcome to Founder's Journey. I am Josh Pigford, founder of Baremetrics. We make analytics for Stripe. And this is our little podcast that we've been doing for a few weeks now about building our startup, Baremetrics. So this week we're going to talk about the fallacy of motivation. So, you know, you read a lot about articles about getting inspired and getting motivated and how can you have more motivation? And I'm saying it's all bogus. So let's jump in to this week's topic. So most days now I wake up before my alarm goes off. My alarm goes off about 5 a.m. and I'm immediately hop out of bed. I'm super stoked to get started for the day. A lot of times I have trouble getting to sleep because my brain's just kind of chewing on like, oh, what are all the stuff that we'll get to do tomorrow? But that wasn't always the case, especially when things weren't going so well. So it's easy to be excited when the skies are blue, but what about when the skies are gray? How do you stay motivated then? Or is there even such thing as motivation? So for 10 years, I was on a perpetual journey to kick this consulting habit and just focus on my own products. But minus a few sort of 3 month spans here and there, it just wasn't happening. I couldn't get over the hump. I was always sort of splitting my time between building my own stuff and doing consulting work. So a couple of years ago, before Baremetrics even started to exist, I had two other SaaS products that I was building, and I was having a rough time on the consulting side of things. It's such easy money, but I was just kind of over it and was tired of working on things that I wasn't fully invested in. So I took a break, though that break wasn't really deliberate. So at the time, I didn't even realize that I was taking a break at all. In reality, I would call it procrastination. So I started filling my days with anything but work. I started devoting significant amounts of time to my hobbies, namely gardening. So I'd spent hours researching gardening, and I built this huge area in my backyard of raised beds, and even rented a skid steer, which is like a miniature bulldozer thing, and like flattened out a big chunk of land in my backyard. Like I was fully invested in like backyard farming. Now all of that on its own is obviously not a bad thing. Gardening is actually a really good thing, and it's still something that I still love to do with my family. But at the time I wasn't doing all of those things as fun hobbies. I was doing them as a form of procrastination. And there's this this quote from Stephen Pressfield in the book The War of Art, and it says procrastination is the most common manifestation of resistance. Resistance is sort of this high level concept of like it's the thing that's keeping you from doing what you should be doing, because it's the easiest to rationalize. And we don't tell ourselves I'm never going to write my symphony. Instead, we say I am going to write my symphony. I'm just going to start tomorrow. So I was running away from the work that needed to be done to move my business, whatever that may be, forward. I was waiting on some magical beam of motivational light to come down from the sky. But what I found was that motivation isn't a feeling. It's a choice. So a few months after that, I realized I was just procrastinating and made a conscious effort to change that. So I buckled down on the two SaaS products I had at the time and vowed to simply make those things work. Now, part of that determination was getting a handle on what the metrics were and were not, and what was and wasn't working. And that's actually when Baremetrics was born. So had I not resolved to show up and work and ignore my quote unquote feelings, not feeling motivated, had I waited for motivation to knock on my door, then Baremetrics would not exist. I mean, a whole industry of platform specific analytics tools might not exist. So it's easy to be excited. I know it's easy to be excited about showing up and working when you're growing fast and when customers love what you're doing. But what about showing up and getting the job done when you're not even sure what that job needs to be? There's another quote from, I'm going to say his name wrong, Somerset Maugham, that says, I write only when inspiration strikes. Fortunately, it strikes every morning at 9 o'clock sharp. So many days you'll show up, sit down, and not know what the quote unquote right thing to work on to make the most impact is. But that is the fallacy. There's no right or wrong when you're in a rut. There's just movement. Until you put one foot in front of the other, you'll stay firmly in that rut. Unfortunately, all the motivational books, articles, and speakers in the world won't help you here. So sure, you'll get warm fuzzies and a little boost in productivity for a few days, but that'll fade. And when it fades, the only thing that's left to do is to show up and to choose progress. So that's this week's episode. It's a short one. Highly encourage you to just stop procrastinating, to stop coming up with excuses for why something isn't working, or to stop procrastinating and doing other things that are just taking the place of what you should be doing. That's just pressing in and making progress on something. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Shoot me an email, josh@baremetrics.io. You can read this article on our blog, baremetrics.io/blog. If you like the podcast, give us a rating on iTunes. That stuff helps a lot, especially writing a little review. I think that's all for this week. Again, check us out, baremetrics.io. Thanks for listening.